You're listening to Wheelationships.
This is a little quiz that we took the first week that helps point out what social style you might be and what your primary social style may be. What I want to caution everyone about is on this, if you were here the first week and you took it, or you're taking it now, or you're going to take it in the future, don't let the test tell you what you are, okay? As we go through discussing the different social styles, the different personalities, you'll know what you are. You'll know what your primary drive is. And it really, in most cases, goes to passion. What is your primary passion? What drives you? What do you hunger for? And we talk about that the first week. We talked about the driver. The driver's primary passion, primary drive, what they hunger for a lot, is control. They want to be in control. They want to get things done. They hunger for productivity. That's a big drive, a big passion. Last week we began, as we're talking, why are you like that? Last week we began talking about amiable connection, the amiables. And the reason we're talking about these social styles is that really our personalities, our social styles, are what annoy us about the other person, because they're doing things, saying things, thinking ways that we would never, we're going, how can you think that way? Well, a lot of it drives back to our personalities, our social styles. So we've talked about the drivers, which are known as the lion. We're in the middle of talking about the amiable, which we also call the ox. And the expressives among us are going, enough, talk about me. Okay, we're going you know, there's a little irony here that we're going for a second week on the amiables, because the amiables, by and large, don't want to be talked about. They just want to be left alone. Quit focusing on me. Go ahead, focus on the expressives. That's fine. Okay. And the stronger of an amiable you are, the more uncomfortable this is, because you just leave me alone. I want to go away. So we're talking about the amiables, who are the support specialists. The support specialists. A little bit of this is review. A little bit of it, we're going to go on. Again, I caution you strongly, don't get hung up on the examples that we give. Yes. Mary, I am. It's exactly what I told her this week. Don't get hung up on the examples, all right? The examples, the symbols that are used here, and we're going to read here Ezekiel 1 in a second, but in a couple weeks, we're going to talk about the analyticals. We talked about the drivers, today the amiables, then we're going to talk about the expressive and the analyticals. The analyticals are saying, well, you know, hey, this is exactly how it is, because they get particular with details. They like details. They thrive on details. But don't get hung up on the details here, because don't get hung up on all the, as you look at, we're going to talk about the ox, don't get hung up on the examples or the what ifs or, you know, but I read this about this and that. Okay, let's raise the level, take it back to about a 30,000 feet and just kind of get a overview of this. In the biblical example of the lion, what's that? No, I'm trying to help you. See, that's how it works, though. That's how it works. We see things different ways, and we want to flow in the way that we are, and somebody else wants to flow in the way they are, and it's like, bam. Okay, what do we do with that?
But Mary, as the ox wants to change you, it might take a while.
Yes. Yes, if an ox were trying to take it, because oxes are slow, is what he's saying. The biblical example of lion, ox, man, eagle, you need to hold this loosely. because, and this goes for all symbolism in Scripture. Anytime you're dealing with symbolism in Scripture, don't get all fired up about the details of, well, but it's this, because symbolism is simply that. It can only take you so far. And if you kind of overreach on what the symbol's trying to symbolize, then you get yourself in trouble. Anywhere you go in Scripture, you can't take it to the nth degree. They can only take you so far. So having said that, Ezekiel and John both describe the vision of the faces of God's servants as this. Ezekiel 1:10, each had a human face in the front, the face of a lion on the right side, the face of an ox on the left side, and the face of an eagle at the back. And so in case you weren't here last week, a little review about the ox. The ox is the amiable personality. They are the support specialists, and you can recognize the amiable ox by their low-key pleasantness. All right, now right away, some of you got, whoa, I know somebody that's a low-key, amiable ox, but they're not always pleasant, okay? All right, okay. But by and large, if you were talking about the 100% ox personality in their most positive state, they would be low-key pleasant, and that would be how you'd mostly recognize them, okay? Since we're talking about the ox is part of that whole family of cattle, bull, okay? So you know the ox can be bull-headed, all right, and can snort sometimes. Some of you when you laugh, but anyway, the reaction phrase for the ox is, there's nothing so important that we can't relax and be friends. The driver, that is just so foreign to the driver. The driver says, this is important. Not everything is important, but this is important. I have my important items. For the lion, we talked about the lion, the driver. The lion has a few important items, and that's all that matters. Everything is not important to the lion. We'll talk about the one that everything is important to. But the lion, a few things are important, and we better get those done. The ox, well, maybe. But let's just relax. It's okay. Let's just calm down. We'll get there. It'll be all right. One thing Trudy said, I may have left you. We were talking last week, and one of the first things she said to me is, I'm afraid that you made the ox sound dumb, because I was talking about how the ox is kind of slow and steady and whoop-de-doop-de-doo. And it's a very common misconception about the ox that their slowness has to do with their mentality, because it takes them a long time to make a decision. It takes them a long time to process things sometimes. And that's why the other personalities will look at the ox and go, you dumb ox. But they're not slow in the sense of dumb. It's just they sometimes have a reduced speed. And where the lion isn't afraid to just go ahead and make the decision. The lion may be 100% wrong, but they're going to be 100% get it done. All right? The ox is going to just take their time. They tend to be straightforward. They tend to be steadfast. They tend to be slow. And their slowness and their quote-unquote stubbornness and bluntness, ox tend to be a little blunt, might annoy you. So the question is, how do you connect to your amiable ox? Because that's the important thing in here. How do we work around these annoyances? How do we connect with each other? Well, how are you going to connect with your ox? Well, to connect with an amiable, here's what you do. I'm going to give you some do's, and I'm going to give you some don'ts. So here's on do. Do provide peace. Do provide peace. Use kindness. Use patience. Use gentleness. That's what the amiables look for. That's what drives an amiable. Peace. I just want peace. Secondly, provide a program. provide a program. Here's, I got a few things here under this that'll help you out. First of all, be logical and clear. Remember, they like to work straight ahead. The amiable ox wants to go down the row and work the row and get to the end of the row and turn around and come back down the next row. So be logical, be clear. Written instructions work very well. Pictures are good. Simplicity is good. Openness is good. If you got other things that you're holding back to explain, don't. Let them know. Okay, let's get it out in the open. Here's what we want. I need you to do this. All right. But here's a very important thing. One row at a time. Simplicity is good. If you go to an amiable ox really strong and you say, okay, I want you to do this and this and this and this and this and this. Okay, you lost him at the first this. Do this. All right, got it done? Now let's do this, okay? That's why the written instructions are good. They can go down the list. If you want to spit it all out at once, just make sure you got it in writing. Make sure you got it down where they can see it. And you might have to go back to them and say, did you check your list? All right, let's down the list. This has come up recently several times. My girls have this habit that they've developed, and I don't know why, but they've developed this habit of saying, will you help me later? Can later on, when you have time, sometime. Now, I know they're trying to be helpful. You know, they're trying not to corner me, trying not to get me, you know, so that they respect my time. But they say, can you help me do this? And I'm trying to retrain them, so that's not the right question. The right question for me is, can you help me now? I don't know later. I'm not a prophet, nor the son of a prophet. I have no idea what's going to happen 3 hours from now. Now, the rest of you personalities, you're going, what? I've got it planned out. I'm going to go. No. Okay, one thing at a time. Can you help me now? That's the right question. And then I can say, yeah, sure, I'd be happy to. Okay, does that make sense? One row at a time. Thirdly, be firm. Be firm. The temptation is going to be to blow up at your big dumb ox. Okay. Go back to number one. All right. Kind, patient, gentle. I know some of you have an exception here. I'm going to get to it. But write this word down. We've talked about it a lot. Boundaries. Boundaries. Your amiable needs boundaries. It is true all their lives, but if you have an amiable child, this is really, really important for your amiable little ox. You need to give them boundaries. They will feel secure. They will feel safe. They will feel peaceful if they simply know the boundaries. Some of your other personalities are going to kick for all they're worth at those boundaries. They're going to hate those boundaries. They're going to run over those boundaries. They're going to replace the boundaries. They're going to tell you what awful boundaries you have. Your oxen need the boundaries. Did I see your hand about to go up? You were calling on somebody? Yes? Somebody have a question? Okay. All right. If you have a lack of boundaries with your little ox, it's going to leave them bewildered. It's going to leave them confused. They won't know where the edges are. They're going to feel overwhelmed. They're going to feel, you know, and so help them out. So they need peace. They need a program. Do provide them with personal praise. Because they're quiet, and that quietness can be mistaken sometimes. That quietness can be mistaken for competence that they really don't have. Sometimes it can be mistaken for stubbornness. Sometimes it can be mistaken for arrogance. Personal praise. Is that what it says?
Yes.
All right. So sometimes praising them is overlooked. Sometimes giving them that personal touch is overlooked. Don't make it flattery. Really notice the positives, and even if those positives are really quiet and very simple, give them personal praise. It's important for all the personalities, but it really is there. Okay? 1 Thessalonians, brothers and sisters, we urge you to warn those who are lazy, encourage those who are timid, take tender care of those who are weak, be patient with everyone. That verse speaks especially to the amiable. Now, here's what you don't do. If you want to connect to an amiable, and this is, you say, well, but, okay. If you really want to connect to them, don't do this. Don't expect them to take initiative. Okay, they're going to work themselves silly if you get them started. But first you have to get them going. You know, they're going to stay in the field eating grass and watching clouds. This is cool. It's peaceful. It's peaceful. Okay? So don't expect them to take initiative. You might need to walk behind them and boom! And give them a big bop. Oh, that's going to do wonders for the audio. post. You may just have to hit them upside the backside, get them moving. Okay, I thought you were supposed to be gentle. Well, you got to get their attention first. All right. I'm not talking about creating damage. I'm not talking about harm, but it may hurt because the hurt may catch their attention. We're not trying to harm them, but you know, with an ox, sometimes you just got to give them a big whoop to get them going. So don't expect them to take initiative. Don't expect them to be sensitive. Don't expect them to be sensitive. Don't expect them to be creative. Why can't you think outside the box? What's wrong with the box? I like the box, you know? That's not what they do. All right? And lastly, don't abuse them. It's very easy to abuse an ox because sometimes you do have to pick up the stick and get them going. I mean, that a lot of times they seem like they have thick skins. A lot of times it seems like nothing fazes them. You can yell at an ox and it may look like nothing's happening, but a lot's happening. All right? They need that firm womp. But what happens? What happens when you kick an ox? A lot of times it moves. Okay? It'll move. You kick it, it'll move. Not very fast, but it'll move. But it won't fight. Now sometimes, yeah, you'll get the bull, the hoo. You gotta be careful. But for the ox, for the domesticated, amiable, they're not going to fight. They're just going to get out of the way. They're going to move. They may leave. They may sit down. And so it's easy to disrespect the amiable. That's why you have all the scripture here. Deuteronomy. Do not muzzle an ox while it's treading out the grain. See, the only thing that the ox wants for working all day is to be able, as they go along doing the work, all day long, they just want to get a little grain. They just want to get a little nourishment from what they're doing. They just want to do their job and walk along. But some people are so disrespectful of the ox, and that's what the scripture's about here. They are so cruel to the ox that they won't even give them the little respect of getting a little satisfaction out of their work. The ox will still work, though. Job 6 says, does an ox bellow, complain, when it has fodder? If you have an amiable and they're complaining, then you probably have done something wrong. Because they'll keep working. They'll work all day. You can muzzle the ox, they'll keep working. But they're not getting what they should get. He goeth after her straightway as an ox goeth to slaughter. Doesn't each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox and lead it out to give it water? Don't abuse the ox. They have killed men in their anger and hamstrung oxen as they please. Cursed be their anger, so fierce, and their fury so cruel. That's what's written about the sons of Jacob. And we're talking about you know, how they were in the war, they were even attacking the ox, and the ox aren't even going to fight. They're not going to fight you. Exodus, 6 days do your work, but on the seventh do not work, so that your onky and your dox, if you have one of those, your ox and your donkey may rest. On the seventh day, don't work, so that your ox and your donkey may rest. Notice it doesn't say so that you can rest. It says so your ox can rest. They'd keep working. They would just keep working. You got to help them out and say it's time to rest, time to sit down. All right. The battle for the amiables is this. If you are primarily an amiable, then there are some natural battles you're going to have to face. There are some natural things in your temperament, your personality, if that's your primary, you're going to have to face. And the first one you're going to have to face is engagement. Engagement. You can write next to that, write the words stubborn laziness. Stubborn laziness. Yes, an ox will work, but they can also be stubbornly lazy. Again, you got to get them going. They can be reluctant. They can be reclusive. They can be reserved. They can be reticent. I like that word. They can be relaxed. And they have to be pushed to engage above and beyond what they normally would. Amiables would rather just sit back and let everybody else just flurry around them. It's hard to get them engaged if they follow their sinful nature. If I follow just what my sinful nature wanted to do, then I would just sit back and Trudy could teach every week and we'd be good, okay? The danger for the amiable ox is that, yeah. One of the dangers for the amiable is that their natural personality, because they are that low-key pleasant, and as we talked about also in one of the scriptures, it translated not only ox, but it translated it cherub, that angelic personality. I know, not me. But that amiable, that personality that's so peaceful can seem so good, and the danger is that it mimics the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, to a certain degree. The amiable can seem so nice and pleasant that, you know, in trying to keep the peace, that it looks like love, it looks like joy, it looks like patience, it looks like all of the fruit of the Spirit, it looks like goodness and faithfulness and gentleness, but there may be a real lack of gentleness, there may be a real lack of faith, there may be a real lack of kindness and self-control. It's the amiable's self-interest that keeps that peace going, but it can mimic what the Holy Spirit really wants to do. 1 John says, "Dear children, let's not merely say that we love each other. Let us show the truth by our actions. Our actions will show that we belong to the truth, so we'll be confident when we stand before God." Amiables can, just because they like peace, it can look like that fruit of the Spirit and really not be. And so the amiables need to engage. They need to engage with the Holy Spirit and let the Holy Spirit really change those weaknesses, those self-interests in their life, that selfishness that would be there. Let the Holy Spirit change that into real goodness, into real love and joy and peace. Amiables, in that lack of engagement, can really have a hard time expressing themselves as well. That's sometimes where they'll be quiet. You'll say, "What's going on?" "Nothing." "How you doing?" "Fine." Because they can't form all the words that some of the other personalities have. You know, they're not expressive. They're amiable. So in communicating what's going on, they don't always engage. So that's a battle that the amiable have. The second battle that the amiable might have is in faith. And next to that, you can write the words stubborn pride. Stubborn pride. Again, because that desire for peace can so mimic what God really wants to do, and the fact that an amiable will stick with it, they'll stick with it, and their faithfulness can be misconstrued as faith. They'll stick with you. They'll keep plodding along on the same path, but it's not because of faith in where they're going. It's actually because of fear of what else is out there. It's because of a lack of faith, actually. Without the Holy Spirit, amiables are prone to doubt because that natural slowness of decision, they can start second-guessing. They have a hard time making a decision. They can be slow to act. And so they can doubt God's ability to use them successfully. They're prone to seeing what they're not. They're prone to wanting to stick right with where they are, so they're also prone not to step out in faith. That makes sense? James chapter 2. So you see, but faith by itself isn't enough. Unless it produces good deeds, it is dead and useless. Now, someone may argue, some people have faith, others have good deeds, but I say, how can you show me your faith if you don't have good deeds? I will show you by my faith my good deeds. The ox would just as soon accept things just like they are. Now, we have a good example in Scripture. Remember the story of Lazarus and his sisters, Mary and Martha. Now, we're going to read this in a second, but realize that Martha, she was probably either a driver or analytical. I'm not sure which. Mary, very much an amiable. Read the scripture. Think of that and then read the scripture. Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died, but even now I know that God will give you whatever you ask. Jesus told her, your brother will rise again. Yes, Martha said, when everyone else rises on resurrection day. Jesus told her, I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die like everyone else, will live again. They are given eternal life for believing in me and will never perish. Do you believe this, Martha? Yes, Lord, she told him. I have always believed you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one who has come into the world from God. When Mary arrived and saw Jesus, she fell down on his feet and said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Now, they each make the same statement. You look at verse 21, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But Martha takes it much further. She keeps going. And basically her thing is, okay, what's it going to take to get the job done? That's why I say she's either a driver or analytical. All right. She wants to get the job done. She wants to carry it farther. She wants to press the point. All right. Mary says, Lord, if you've been here, my brother would have died. Boom. That's it. And that, if you read on, grieves Jesus. All right. One other way that this lack of faith shows up is in our reliance on that low-key pleasantness to save the day. If we just provide peace, then everything's going to be okay. And we can get kind of prideful in that. Well, everybody else is running around, but I'm just peaceful in this. And we can get all prideful. And if we have any pleasantness to us at all, then, which strong amiables do, then that can just be the greatest thing. And we get kind of prideful in that. But amiables should remember the danger. Lucifer was a cherub too. Just thought. And when our... interesting thing. We had another example last week in Scripture of an amiable. Remember that one? Remember the other scriptural example we used? Moses. Moses... amiable. Remember what happened when he went up and talked to God and he got with God and they were talking and then Israel got scared and they got frightened and they wanted something to replace Moses. And so what did they build? A golden ox, golden calf. Okay. They made their own solution and they made it in the shape of an ox. Kind of interesting. One other thing, amiables can also be stingy because of that lack of faith, because they're afraid to step out. They just want peace. They want to plod straight ahead. So 2 Timothy, for God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. So that's the struggle for an amiable. It needs to rely on the Holy Spirit to provide places in their life where they don't naturally feel it. Reluctance to connect plus a lack of faith. If you have this reluctance to connect and a lack of faith in the natural without the Holy Spirit's help, that's going to produce long-lasting inferior connections. Long-lasting inferior connections. The amiable will work stubbornly at the same thing, and it may be the wrong thing, because they'll just keep doing it and keep doing it. They'll lock into something that's not God's will for them. So amiables, you need the Holy Spirit. You need that connection. You need that engagement to be able to hear when the Holy Spirit says, it's time to change. It's time to move. Here's some scripture for the amiable ox. In view of all this, make every effort to respond to God's promises. Supplement your faith with a generous provision of moral excellence, and moral excellence with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with patient endurance, and patient endurance with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, real brotherly affection, with love for everyone. Colossians says, work willingly at whatever you do as though you were working for the Lord rather than for people. Remember, the Lord will give you an inheritance as your reward, and that your master you're serving is Christ. And work hard and become a leader. Be lazy and become a slave. Okay, those are some scriptures for the amiables. Yes, okay. Next week, expressives. We're going to talk about you. You're going to find out how to connect to that expressive, all right? Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm. The question is, as you go along in life, can a person change from an expressive to an amiable, or an amiable to a melancholy? And I would say, by and large, no. However, nobody is just one thing. We're all have a blend, and what can happen is the Holy Spirit can come in and change and help those parts of us and strengthen our weaknesses and take our weaknesses and turn them into something else entirely. Do you have anything to add to that? Okay. All right. Thanks for being with us. See you next week.